News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Now, the Remote Gambling Association, which is made up of all the heavy hitters of the UK gambling industry, has agreed to a whistle-to-whistle ban on betting advertisements during live sports broadcasts. In other words, once a game starts, there will no longer be any ads for what you can bet on during that game. The ban is designed to tackle the growing issue of problem gambling in the UK, but should it be done here as well? Should we follow suit? For more, I am joined on the line by Galway hurler Davy Glennon, who himself has spoken very publicly about his gambling addiction. Davy, you're very welcome to the programme. I might start with a question that I suppose people will say the answer is obvious, but nonetheless, do you think this is a good idea, what they're doing in the UK?
I suppose it is absolutely brilliant news that they're taking, I suppose, advantage of what they can and doing something about it and trying to stop what's going on, I suppose, not only in the UK, but who could come into Ireland and stop all these advertising companies being able to advertise on live games, I suppose, because not alone is it affecting, you know, adults over 18 that are able to gamble, but there's underage kids watching these programs or these live games, and obviously they're seeing what's coming up and what kind of betting is out there, you know.
It isn't a blanket ban on advertising. It's specifically this issue of in-play betting. So as someone who's had a gambling problem, as I outlined at the start, what is it about specifically in-play ads that are so effective or so dangerous, depending on your point of view?
I suppose they're more attractive, I suppose, if you want to call it that, that they're, you know, it's not just, you know, a bet on either team, but there's so many different bets on betting on how many corners or whatever it is in the game, yellow cards, red cards, but there's so much on, you know, you can have three or four bets in one game, it's not just having one bet, and that's how attractive and how much money you can lose in one game. And I suppose it's obviously working for them companies to be able to, you know, advertise as well during games when you are actually watching them, and the audience that is obviously there, it is a win-win for them, you know.
So is it a thing of when you're watching a match and there's that bit of excitement, you're more likely to get involved and think, Jesus, look at the odds here, you know, Arsenal are looking good there, and maybe I lay a few quid on them. That it, the excitement kind of feeds into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really play the game, not the odds. If you know, it's a quote I often saw, and it's basically, it's not the interest in, you know, the game and watching, say, superstars or people that you admire. It's nearly, you know, it's all a betting game at the end of the day, and it's gone so viral now, and like so common that everything is, you know, the odds are how much can they win by, and that kind of stuff as well. And it is so effective that, you know, for problem gamblers, and you can see the statistics, like in Ireland alone, that it is obviously affecting and it is working in a positive way for these betting companies.
Is it the sense that you get from watching sport, Davy, on TV, that there's this idea that, you know, betting companies are trying to perpetuate, and it's that, look, you're not really engaged with a match unless you've got a bit of money on it?
That's the other side as well, that, you know, it's not interesting the game enough unless you have money on the game, and there's that sense of, you know, excitement in either winning or losing. And I suppose myself, like, as a chronic compulsive gambler, you know, it does affect me. And when I do see, like, I do like to sit down, I like to watch these games in the evening. And it's hard enough on a day-to-day basis, to be honest with you, to be able to avoid all the social media advertising that's going on between Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know, there's always this stuff popping up, and you can't avoid that unless you leave social media, you know. And it's on your, it's in every town, there's bookie shops, all that kind of stuff. So it's hard enough to avoid that on a day-to-day basis, to be able to come home, to be able to sit down and watch television and look at a game, and then straight away it's in your face again, the advertising, not alone before but during games, I suppose, whistle to whistle in between. At half time you see all these people popping up on different betting companies offering such and such on betting and running, or whatever the betting may be. And I suppose it is something that's affecting an awful lot of people out there.
You mentioned it there about your own struggle. Let me ask you about it. Is that still an everyday thing, an everyday struggle to avoid putting on that bet again?
Absolutely, it's every day is it, and if I wouldn't be telling the truth if it wasn't, I suppose every day, and it's harder it gets, you know, because, like, it is a struggle, and there is days where, you know, that you're down and you feel, you know, you're not yourself, and that, you know, adrenaline rushes inside your stomach and you want to have a bet, but I suppose you have to try and fight every day because, you know, you're only one bet away from going back or going back worse than you ever were. And I suppose I've got a chance and I'm fighting every day to hold on to that chance. And, like, you know, it is hard, but everyone has different, obviously, ways of dealing with it. And, you know, if it's driving along in the car and you're listening to the radio, listening to music, like, advertisements do come up, you know, and it's either turn off the radio or make a phone call to someone that you can have a chat with or say, you know, Jesus, I'm after having a bad day or having a bad few hours of it, and have a chat with someone, I suppose, positive that you can trust as well, you know.
All right, look, we'll leave it there. Davy Glennon, former Galway hurler. Davy, thanks a million for speaking to us.